Sawal Kiyeja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid. Before we begin, remember you can listen to the show in three ways. On the radio, on 1550 AM Radio Zindagi. Then you can go to radiozindagi.com on your computer and click on the live radio button. And you can also download the free Radio Zindagi mobile app and click on the SFO live button. I've tried it. It works beautifully. Also, if you want to participate on the show, you have to go to safarikidca.com to register. safarikidca.com and our email to reach us for any questions, feedback, thoughts is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. I want to make an important announcement today. As regular listeners of the show know, we have a listener question at the end of each round and we have prizes for one of the correct answers that we get after when we do the listener question. Now, if you're a winner of the listener question, you must send us your information about the fact that you won the same day, that is Saturday, today. Do not wait. We've had cases where somebody has gotten back to us after 2-3 weeks. It's very hard for us to keep track. So if you don't, let me know the same day itself that you've won, then I'm afraid we won't be able to send you a prize. It's just to make the job of our producer, Anu, easier and not have her wonder whether she sent it, whether she sent it twice, whether she sent it and it got lost in the mail. So please, if you win today, send us your information today to safariquizshow@gmail.com. And I'm going to repeat this information a few times. So in case you've missed it, don't worry. I'm going to say it over and over again. The other thing I also want to mention is that this show is sponsored by Safari Kid. And they have an exciting summer program coming up called the Young Leaders Academy. Now, this is a program that's open for kids as young as 5 and all the way up to high school. So you should go to safarikidca.com or the Facebook page of Safari Kid to check out this program. And you can also find a Facebook page called the Young Leader Academy. So it sounds very exciting. So be sure to go check it out if you haven't already made plans for your kids' summer. This could be a very rewarding and enriching program for them. Okay. With that, let's go over the rules one more time. I have 3 second graders in the studio with me today. It's our first week of the month. So we have our second grader show. And as far as I can tell from our practice that we did just before the show, they are super bright. All right, kids. So here's the rules one more time. We have 3 segments of 10 questions each. Today's 3 topics are animals beginning with the letter C, nursery rhymes, and second grade science. Now, these kids sound super bright, so we've had a little practice round with the buzzers, and I feel that it's all going to be a buzzer game today because everybody seems to know all the answers. Anyway, we have 3 segments of 10 questions each. Each correct answer gets 10 points on the first try. That means if you buzz in first and you get called to answer, you get 10 points. But if you don't know the answer, you lose 5 points and the question passes. Once the question passes, the question passes in an anti-clockwise direction, by the way, kids, but I'll tell you who the question passes to when we do our first one. So if the question passes, the second person does not have to answer. They have the option of saying pass, for which they don't get penalized. However, if they do know the answer and can answer it correctly, they get 5 points. If they know the answer, but if they think they know the answer, but they get it wrong, they lose 5 points. Wrong answers always get -5. Okay, but there's no penalty for passing a question. Okay, for the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. Once again, remember, if you win the listener question round, you must write to us today itself. I want to have that email dated today to safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, so keep listening. Play along with our kids in the studio. And when it's your turn, we'll give out the phone number in the studio and we'll announce the listener question. Today's contestants are Divit, Tanvi and Rushad. Divit, hi, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am 7 years old.
Wow, one of our younger contestants. Go ahead.
I go to Hidden Hills.
Which city is that in?
San Ramon.
San Ramon. So we have a contestant from San Ramon. Welcome to the show. So you go to Hidden Hills and what do you have any hobbies outside of school?
Well, I like collecting rocks.
You do? Okay, which is your most precious rock? Which is your favorite one?
The white ones.
The white ones? And do you know what kind of rock they are? Are they quartz? Oh, they're marble pieces. Lovely, lovely. And let's go to our next contestant, Tanvi. Welcome to the show, Tanvi. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 8 years old I go to Ardenwood Elementary, which is in Fremont.
Oh, yeah. My daughter goes to Ardenwood Elementary, too. And you're in second grade?
Yeah.
Who's your teacher? Maybe I know her.
Mr. House.
Mr. House. I guess he's a new teacher because I don't know him. Okay. So tell me, what are your hobbies, Tanvi?
I like painting and drawing.
Painting and drawing?
Yeah.
Do you like to do paintings of cartoon characters or nature?
Yeah.
Which one?
Maybe flowers and...
Flowers, yeah. And do you take classes? Art classes?
No.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
Great. Welcome to the show, Tanvi. Our last contestant is Rushad. Welcome to the show, Rushad. Tell me about yourself.
I go to Brewer Island Elementary School in Foster City.
Oh, wow.
And one of my hobbies are collecting marbles and going swimming.
Oh, nice. So do you play marble games with other kids and win marbles from them?
Sometimes.
Yeah? Oh, that's such a popular game in India when we were growing up. And is there a favorite marble you have? Is it a giant one or is it a small one?
It's a small black one with a white stripe on it.
Oh, that's so nice. You call it the zebra marble?
No.
Or the skunk marble?
No.
Or the badger marble?
No.
Well, now you have some choices. All right, so we're getting ready to begin our show for today. And I'm so excited that we have... one person from the East Bay, one person from Central, and one person from the West. So we have really covered the Bay Area today. That's fantastic. San Ramon, Fremont, and Foster City. All right, let's begin our first question. Everybody, keep your hands on your buzzers. And remember, once you press the buzzer, I will call on you to answer. So don't jump the gun and answer, okay? The first topic is animals, beginning with C. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And remember, answer close to the microphone when it's your turn to answer. Question number one. This animal jumped over the moon.
Cow.
Oh, wait for your turn. You're right, Rushad. 10 points to Rushad.
Hey, it was orange.
Oh. Who has an orange one?
Me.
Whoops. I think we need to switch tables because I am assuming the person with the orange one is sitting to my left.
Yeah,
okay.
Yikes.
Switch over. Let's take a minute and switch over. And yes, the question does go to...
purple.
Divit. Divit, tell me. Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to cancel this question because I made a mistake. We'll just do a redo. But that was a good starter question. Okay. So are we sitting properly now?
Yeah.
And you have, Tanvi, you have the yellow one?
You have the yellow
one. And you have the orange one, right? Okay, perfect. So now we have Rushad, Tanvi, and Divit sitting in the right spaces. Okay. So question number two. So we'll just have 9 questions this round unless my fast and furious brain can come up with a super fast question. Okay. This cute little dog was featured in a movie beginning with the words Beverly Hills.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua is right. Good job, Divit. Ooh, I'm still stuck on my old seating arrangements. Good job, Divit. 10 points to him. Question number 3. Remember, everybody's hands close to the buzzer. This animal is related to the squirrel.
Chipmunk.
Chipmunk. Whoa. Divit is just running away with this. Come on, guys. You have to have your hands close to the buzzer. And remember, buzz quickly. Let's test our buzzers. Hang on. Yep, all the buzzers work. All right. Question number 4. This reptile is famous for changing colors.
Chameleon.
Chameleon is right. 10 points to Rushad. Question number 5. This common household pest can cause mummies to scream.
Pass. Actually, I forgot.
You forgot. So the question passes now to Rushad. And 5 points from Divit for not answering.
Centipede?
That is not correct. This common household pest. You see them scuttering around in the night. Question passes. 5 points from Rushad as well. Question now passes to Tanvi. She has a choice of either passing or answering the question.
Pass.
It's the cockroach.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. We have such clean homes. Maybe these kids haven't seen a cockroach. Who knows? It's
barely
possible.
Seen one.
You've never seen one.
I've barely seen one.
Okay. Question number 6. You can hear the chirping of this insect on a quiet summer night.
Cricket.
Cricket is right. You didn't even need my second part of the question. I was going to say it's like a popular Indian game, but okay. Question number 7. By the way, those 10 points went to Divit. Question number 7. This insect becomes a butterfly.
Caterpillar.
Caterpillar is right. 10 points to Rushad. Question number 8. This animal stores fat in its hump, not water, as it's popularly believed.
No. Camel.
Camel is right. 10 points to Rushad. Question number 9. This is considered the fastest land animal.
Cheetah.
Cheetah is right. Finally, Tanvi gets 10 points. Good job. Question number 10. Nemo was this kind of fish.
Clownfish.
Clownfish. Oh, yes, everybody knew it. So it's a question of the buzzers. Okay, so that was our 9 questions, and my fast, super fast brain has not come up with the 10th question. But guess what? In the break, I will come up with the 10th question, and we will do it before we get to the nursery rhyme section. But first, we have the listener question. Okay, listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our listener question line. I'm going to come up with a question, but I'm going to say this again now, and I'm going to say this again later. If you win this, you must get the information out to us today to the safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, here goes. Remember, we're still talking about animals beginning with the letter C. This insect has 30 or 34 legs, not the number suggested by its name. No, the question is not open to the contestants in the studio, much as they would like to answer. Okay, we have our first caller. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. I think we lost them, Michael. Let's go to our next.
Hello, Vidya. Please.
Wait. Yes, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, yes, you're on the air. Tell me.
This is Sabina. Hi, Vidyanti.
Hi, Sabina. You're going to be on one of our future shows, and we're going to be very excited to have you. Tell me, what's your answer?
So the answer is centipede.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and I think the answer is a centipede.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, my name is Samrit, and the answer is centipede.
Thank you, Samrit. You're on the air. Hi. Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm Nishant.
Nishant, okay.
And my answer is centipede.
Thank you, Nishant. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Madhav, and the answer is centipede.
Thank you, Madhav. We have some loyal listeners. Welcome to the show. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Shomi.
Yes, Shomi.
And the answer is centipede.
Shomi, can you help me spell your name? You're a regular caller, and I'm always afraid I've got your name wrong.
S.
Go ahead.
A.
Mm-hmm.
U.
Mm-hmm.
M.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Got it. Thank you. Next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ignore.
Ignore. Yes, Ignore.
Hi, Vidyanti. And the answer is centipede.
Thank you, Ignore. Did you finally register? Oh, good. All right.
Yeah.
Great. I look forward to seeing you on a future show. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
This is who? What's your name?
Kinsha. That is centipede.
And what's your name again?
Kinsha.
Seisha?
Yes.
Seisha. Oh, new caller. Welcome, Seisha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav.
And the answer is centipede.
Thank you, Gaurav. Last question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes. My name is Shreya, and the answer is centipede.
Is that Shreya?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller. Don't worry if you've been trying to reach us. We'll have 2 more listener questions at the end of the next 2 rounds. And everybody's going to give the Jieja Sawal Kieja cheer with me. Right, kids? Ready? Jieja Sawal Kieja.
Safari
Kid. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and I have 3 really, really bright second graders in the studio with me today. We just finished the round, which was animals beginning with C, and our contestants in the studio today are Rishad, Tanvi, and Divit. And we're going to check on their scores. But before that, I want to announce the question, the winner for our first listener question. And that winner is our first-time caller, Seisha. Congratulations, Seisha. And you know what to do. You have to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com right away, at least in the next few hours. safariquizshow@gmail.com. You have to give us your name, the question that you got, the question that and answer that you got right. And in this case, the question was the insect has 30 or 34 legs, not the number suggested by its name. The answer was, in fact, centipede. So, Sesha, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, I also want to make a quick special announcement before we go to our next round and see how the kids in the studio are doing. You know, from the ads that we've been playing, that Safari Kid has a bunch of very, very exciting summer camps. And the place to get the summer camp information is the Union City Center of the Safari Kid program. And here is their number, 510-324-1743, 510-324-1743. So if you're interested in any of the camps of the that Safari Kid is offering through the summer, please call them at that number, the Union City, that's the Union City contact number. If you've forgotten the number and didn't take it down, you can go to safarikidca.com. There's a full list of all the branches there and all the numbers, so you can get it there as well. Okay, let's check in with our studio contestants and see how they're doing. Rishad, how many points do you have?
35.
Tanvi, how many points do you have?
10.
And Divit, how many points do you have?
25.
This is a very, very close game, and we don't know how things are going to go in the next one, and it all depends on who hits the buzzer fast, because these kids are super bright. In fact, I have to tell you, every time I have a second grader show, the kids amaze me with how much they know, and I really feel that kids get dumber as they get older, because the older kids can't answer half the questions that the younger ones can. So kids, stay smart, okay? Okay, let's go to our second round, which is the nurse. Oh, no, we have one more question left of our animals beginning with C, because we had that confusion in the beginning. Okay, ready? Ready for our last question in the animals beginning with the C round?
Yes.
Okay, when you cry fake tears, what kind of tears are they called?
Wolf tears.
Remember, it's animals beginning with C. Oh. Rishad, you are 5 points back, and so the question passes to Tanvi. No, it passes to you anyway. Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, crocodile.
Crocodile tears. 5 points to Tanvi for getting that right. Yay! So I revised. Score at the end of the first round is 30 points to Rishad, 15 points to Tanvi, and 25 points to Divit. And it's even closer now. Okay. All right. So we're ready to begin our second round. Nursery rhymes. Remember, all of you know this. So buzzer skills are super important. Question number one. How many bags of wool did the black sheep have?
Three.
Three is right. That's 10 points. To Divit.
55, I'm winning.
Yay, don't be in such a hurry. Buzzer skills. Okay. Question number two. There was a farmer, had a dog, and what was his name?
Bingo.
Bingo is right. 10 points to Tanvi.
25.
Question number three. In the nursery rhyme, Ding Dong Bell, who pulled the pussycat out?
Bell. Oh, no.
No, 5 points from Divit from getting that wrong. Question passes to Rushad. Who pulled the pussycat out? Quickly, in your head.
Pass.
Oh, really? Little Tommy Stout. Remember, out. It rhymes with out. Who put her in? Little Tommy Thin. There you go. Okay. Question number 4. What did Georgie Porgie do to make the girls cry? Huh? Georgie Porgie pudding and pie. What did he do?
None of us studied.
Georgie Porgie kissed the girls and made them cry. Okay, question number 5. Ew, I know. That's why they cried. When the clock struck 1 in Hickory Dickory Dock, what did the mouse do?
Ran down.
That's right. 10 points to Divit. Question number 6. What couldn't Jack Sprat eat?
Huh?
What couldn't Jack Sprat eat? Nobody has heard the Jack Sprat poem.
No.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. No? Okay. Question number 7. What did little Jack Horner pull out of the Christmas pie? Wow, the kids... You haven't been babies that long ago. You should know some of these. What did little Jack Horner sat in a corner eating his Christmas pie? He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum. And said, what a good boy am I. Okay, question number 8. What color was Mary's little lamb?
White.
As that buzzer went to Tanvi?
White.
White is right. 10 points to Tanvi.
35.
In the rhyme, 1, 2, buckle my shoe. What's the rhyme for 5, 6?
5, 6. Get some sticks.
Close enough. Pick up sticks. Yeah. Okay, 10 points to Tanvi. I think she took a guess on that one because she knew the poem and it paid off. Last question.
25.
In Sing a Song of Sixpence, what was baked into the pie? Sing a Song of Sixpence, bucket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. We need revision. Mummy, daddies, if you're listening, they need nursery rhyme revision. I learned them so long. Actually, no, I learned them again when I had my kids.
Yes.
Right. Okay, here's a listener question. We'll check scores when we come back from the break. But here's a listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. I'm going to tell you a rhyme, a nursery rhyme riddle. And the question will be at the end of the riddle. Okay? As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Every wife had 7 sacks. Every sack had 7 cats. Every cat had 7 kittens. Kittens, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were going to St. Ives? Okay, we have a caller already. They did the calculation. Let's see. Hi, welcome to the show. You're on air. Who's this?
This is Samrit.
Samrit, then what's your answer?
So the answer is 28.
Samrit says 28. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi. Hello. Let's go to the next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes.
My name is
Ishna. Ishna? No, tell me again. I lost you there. What's your name? Oops. I think that call dropped too, Michael. Let's try our next one. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
28.
Then what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
Jane.
Jane?
Shane.
Shane. And your answer is?
What?
12?
12? 28.
28 is Shane's answer as well. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
This is Anish.
Anish, what's your answer?
My answer is 28.
Anish also says 28. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ishna.
Ishna, what's your answer?
My answer is 29.
Ishna says 29. Let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Nishant? 29.
Nishant says
29.
Okay, thank you, Nishant. Nishant also says 29. What's the next caller? Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
This is Shomi.
Yes, Shomi. And what's your answer?
28.
Thank you, Shomi. Let's go to our next caller. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Madhav and the answer is 28.
Madhav also says 28. Everybody is doing 7 times, 7 times, 7 times, 7. No, 7 plus 7 plus 7 plus 7. Or is it 7 times, 7 times, 7 times, 7? Or is it a completely different answer? Who's on the air? Hi, you're on the air. No, we lost them. I'm going to repeat. Okay, let's go to this caller and then I'm going to repeat the question. Yes,
hello?
Who's this? Yes.
My name is Siddharth.
Yes, Siddharth.
My name is Siddharth.
Siddharth, what's your answer, Siddharth?
Siddharth?
Yes.
And my answer is 1.
Siddharth says 1. Siddharth seems like a new caller. Hi. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Thank you. Okay, so we've come to the end of callers here. And the question was, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Each wife had 7 sacks. Each sack had 7 cats. Each cat had 7 kittens. Kittens, cats, sacks, wives. How many were going to St. Ives? Okay, let's take that last caller, Michael. Hi, you're in the air. Who's this?
My name is Ignor.
Ignor, what's your answer? Ignor, what's your answer? I didn't hear you, Ignor. Let's hear your answer again.
Can you repeat the question?
As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Every wife had 7 sacks. Every sack had 7 cats. Every cat had 7 kids. Kids, cats, sacks, wives. How many were going to St. Ives?
The answer is 49.
Iknur says 49. Okay, let's take one last caller before we go to our next round. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Gaurav.
Yes, Gaurav.
And the answer is 28.
Gaurav says 28. Okay, we're going to stop taking calls because we had a bunch of calls. Did we have 10? Oh, I think we had 10 calls. And guess what? Everybody except Siddharth got it wrong. As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Now, the people I meet when going to St. Ives are going the other way. So, how many were going to St. Ives? Just me. So, the answer is 1. So, Siddharth, you are the winner of this. That was a very clever answer. I don't even have to do a raffle. So, when we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do our third round and check the scores of our studio contestants. But, Siddharth, congratulations. That was a really smart answer. And you have to write to anu@safariquizshow@gmail.com. Right now, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Mention the question, mention the answer, your name and your address. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, kids, give me a big cheer. Jeja.
Safari Kieja.
Oh, that was much better. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show and we've come to the third round. Before the break, we took our listener question and we found that we had only one correct answer. The question was, as I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Blah, 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 blah. How many were going to St. Ives? And the answer was just me. I was the only person going to St. Ives. So the answer was 1. And that winner was Siddharth. Siddharth, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with the question, answer, your name and address. And we'll get a prize to you as soon as we can. So with that, let's take a look at how our contestants in the studio are doing at the end of the nursery rhyme round. To my surprise, the nursery rhyme round. Wow, that's a tongue twister. The nursery rhyme round stymied them quite a bit. Huh? Time to pick up a nursery rhyme book and revise. Okay, let's see. Rushad, how many points do you have?
30.
Rushad has 30 points. Tanvi, how many points?
45.
Wow, Tanvi did really well. What about you, Divit?
40.
So close. 30, 45 and 40. So this last round is going to determine who's going to be the winner of our second grade special episode. And the last topic is second grade science, which I suspect that these kids are just going to find so easy. So buzzer skills important. Hands on your buzzers. Ready for the first question?
Yes.
When animals are disguised in the environment by the color or pattern of their skin, what is that called?
Camouflage
is right. 10 points to Tanvi.
Woo, 55.
What are the remains of a plant or animal from a long time ago called?
Fossil
is right. 10 points to Divit. Question number 3. See, I told you this would be a piece of cake for them. What do you call an animal that eats both meat and vegetables?
Omnivore.
That's right. And Divit, stay close to the mic so all our listeners at home can also listen. Question number 4. When water changes from steam to liquid, what is that process called?
Evaporate.
Ooh, 5 points from... negative points from Rushad. When water changes from steam to liquid, what is it called? Question passes to Tanvi.
Pass.
Question passes to Divit. Is the opposite of evaporation. And the answer is condensation. When water changes from steam to liquid, it's condensation. Okay, question number 5. What is the force that stops us from flying off the earth into space?
Gravity.
Gravity is right. 5 points to Tanvi.
Ooh, 65. 60.
Question number 6. We still have 5 questions, so this is still very, very close. What's the term for the melted rock that flows out of a volcano?
Igneous.
Melted rock that flows. There are 5 more points from Rushad. Question passes to Tanvi.
Pass.
Question passes to Divit. Melted rock coming that comes out of a volcano. What's it called?
Charcoal.
No. Five points from you. Now you know it. Okay, I'll allow Rushad to answer, but I'm not going to give you any points.
Lava
is right. Ah, such an easy question. You guys are overthinking it. Questions are not difficult. Question number 7. 5 points from Divit, by the way. He did answer something. I don't know what. Question number 7. What do you call an animal that hunts another animal? Five more points from Divith. Rushad, it's your turn.
Predator?
Predator is right. 5 points to Rushad. Three more questions. Still very close. Question number 8. How long does it take the Earth to complete a full rotation?
365 days.
That is not correct. 5 points from Tanvi. Question passes to Divith.
355 days.
She just answered that. 5 points from you too. Rotation, not a revolution. What
times
is the rotation? Yes, you did. Question passes to Rushad.
24 hours.
24 hours is right.
I knew that one.
One day. Question number 9. Two more questions. What is the name of the small instrument we can carry that shows us the directions on Earth?
Map.
An instrument. That question, 5 points from Divith. Question passes to Rushad.
Compass.
Compass is right. 5 points to him.
Yikes.
Question number 10. What is a baby frog called?
Tadpole.
Tadpole is right. 10 points to Divith. Don't count just yet, guys. Let's keep some mystery for our listeners. We are going to come back from our break and then find out who won today's episode. And here's our listener question in second grade science for our listeners back home. Our phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. What natural phenomenon causes sand dunes to form in a desert? What natural phenomenon causes sand dunes to form in a desert? 510-770-1550. Remember, this is second grade science, so don't overthink it. It's a simple answer. What natural phenomenon causes sand dunes to form in a desert? And the first caller is, you're on air, who's this?
Nishant.
Prashant. Let me get your
name
right.
And my answer is sandstorms.
And your name again is Prashant or Nishant?
Nishant.
Nishant says sandstorms. Okay. All right, next question. Oh, next caller. You're on air. Who's this?
Hello, this is Atish.
Atish?
Yeah.
And what's your answer, Atish?
Sandstorm.
Atish also says sandstorms. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, this is Anish.
Anish, what's your answer, Anish?
My answer is sandstorm.
Answer is sandstorms. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Isha. And I think the answer is a drought.
A drought, okay. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on air.
This is Ronak, and the answer is sandstorms.
Ronak also says sandstorms. All right, let's go to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. Who's this? Is it Shraddha?
My name is Akansha.
No, it's not.
And the answer is sandstorm.
And let me have your name again.
Akansha.
Akansha. And you said sandstorms. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Remember, we're looking for a natural phenomenon that causes sand dunes to form in a desert. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
My name is Shane, and the answer is sandstorm.
Thank you, Shane. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is sandstorms.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on air. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Shamit.
Yes, Shamit. And your
answer? And my answer is sandstorm.
Thank you, Shamit. Last caller. You're on air. Who's this?
This is Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And your answer is?
Can you repeat the question?
What natural phenomenon causes sand dunes to form in a desert?
I think it's a sandstorm.
Thank you, Sabina. And that was our last caller for this round. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll announce all our winners again and all our information again as well. Jieja, Saval Kieja.
I'm a safari kid. And my
preacher, Saval Kieja.
Teenager!
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're at the end of our show for today. And now it's time to find out who won our last listener round as well as who won in the studio. So, for our last listener round, the winner was picked by raffle by Tanvi. And the winner is Shane. Congratulations, Shane. Remember, you have to write in your name, your address, your question and answer to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please write to us today. And let me remind our other two winners, Seisha and Siddharth as well. Siddharth, I noticed that you've actually sent in your email, so that's great. Seisha, Shane, please send in your emails right away, safariquizshow@gmail.com today, because we will not entertain it tomorrow. I'm sorry for making it so strict, but we've had cases where people are writing to us after weeks, and it's really hard for us to keep track. Okay, with that said, let's see how the contestants in the studio are doing. Rishad, how many points do you have?
35.
Tanvi, how many points do you have?
60.
And Divit, how many points do you have?
50.
Wow, and a winner for today is Tanvi. Let's all give her a big round of applause.
Yay!
Woohoo! Good job, good job. And I think there were many questions where the kids knew the answers right after the time had run out. So I think they're super smart and they did super well in our show for today. And that's all for our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiyeja,
Salam, Kiyeja!